Right, first of all, I must be quite happy with spirit in the camp, good at the minute.
Yeah, it's fine, and the injured players are gradually getting there. Too soon to assess. I think David Sayers looks to be the one that's closest to coming back, but I still think it's a couple of weeks yet. We're hoping for good news from Everton today, that John Lundstrom's going to be fit. They were quite confident on Monday when I spoke to them. John was on Sunday as well. He was withdrawn from the England squad, so he hasn't taken any part in that. And I'm awaiting a phone call as we speak whether, you know, John will be fit. He'll be coming over tomorrow anyway.
Right, so obviously he's gone over there for treatment, so you just wait to see if he's fit to play on Saturday.
Yeah, that's correct, yeah. Yeah, we've just waiting for a call from Everton. They've been great, Everton, as you would expect in terms of communications with us.
Was it mixed emotions for him, obviously, to pick up that knock and miss out on the England duty? How was he on Saturday?
I told him to report, which he did do on Sunday, and the good thing was he's captain of the under-19s, which is a big honour. It's a big honour for him and his club. It was a preparation game, but when England assessed him, they realised that he wouldn't be fit for Thursday. So for him to have treatment at his club, Everton, I think that was the right procedure. Right.
So no other ill effects from the weekend then?
No, nothing at all from the weekend. So that's looking forward to a local derby.
What about Neil Sullivan, as I mentioned? Is he back? Have you let him go back to Wimbledon?
No, we won't be letting Neil out on loan again this season. No, Neil's back with us for this season, that's for certain.
Right, so did it give you a selection headache as to who's your number one for the run into the season? Is it still Gary?
Yeah, it's still Gary, yes. Gary's class has been number one all season, and he's had a particularly good season, Gary has, and he's earned that the loyalty to bring him back in.
Right, but you've just got that kind of safety net there to have Neil as backup for the running.
Very much so. He had a very good game at Bournemouth as well, didn't he? He knows that, and sometimes difficult decisions like that have to be made. We felt it was right to bring Gary. Neil, as professional as he is, accepted it. Disappointed, obviously, but he accepted the decision.
Right. Obviously, you alluded to the Scunthorpe game. A big game for different reasons, really, isn't it?
Yeah, been informed all our allocation for our fans has been taken up, so it'll be a great atmosphere then. Derbies always give you that, doesn't it? There's always something, a different edge to derby games.
Yeah, and what about Brian Laws? Obviously, he's gone back there. Sometimes it's never to go back to an old club, but he does know the club well, doesn't he?
Yeah, very much so. I know Brian, he was at Burnley same time as me. And when I left my digs to get married, Brian came into my digs. So we go back a long way, me and Brian. Yeah, he's had a successful managerial playing career, most certainly, and managerial career. And I hope he keeps them up. Hope they stay up, but not on Saturday.
Yeah, I mean, it added sort of incentive, the fact that it is a kind of Yorkshire derby of sorts, isn't it?
Yeah, very much so. It adds that little bit of spice to it, and the situation we both find ourselves in, how important results are going to be.
Mm. And of course, you go into the game with United and Brentford kicking off first, so you have a bit of an advantage in terms of, does it have any bearing at all, really, in terms of, you know, when you start the game?
Psychologically, no, I don't think so. We have to be concerned and focus on what we do. We have to most certainly keep the players relaxed, ready and relaxed and focused. And if we go into every game like that, we'll be okay.
Are the guys, they seem relaxed, are they okay?
Yeah, they're fine. They enjoy their training. They're very good. The group as a whole are very good trainers. And they take instruction well, which is important at this stage of the season. And we are a team full of grafters. I think from 1 to 17 and 18 in the squad, that they enjoy working hard.
How do you approach this Easter period? Because it is a crucial sort of run into the season, isn't it? But also you've got kind of games every 2 or 3 days. Do you kind of ease back on the training regime at all?
We're experts of keeping an eye on doing training programmes, obviously, through experience. Delighted the game against Coventry is now on Friday. I'm glad that was moved because of obvious reasons, not playing Saturday and Monday, but that's been a little bit of a boost for us.
Mm. I mean, do you look to kind of sort of freshen things up in terms of, you know, sort of squad rotations, a good term that's used quite often? Is that something you'd be...
If needs be, we monitor them after each game, obviously, but as you're probably well aware now, I'm the type of manager... Possession is 9/10 of the law, and if you're in the team and the team are doing well, it stays the same. And at this stage of the season, when when you're winning and doing well and players doing well, they don't want to be left out.
And strikers getting on the score sheet as well. I think Chris Brown, again at the weekend, kind of, you know, getting back to where you'd expect him to be now.
He's been, since I've been here, he's been outstanding, absolutely outstanding. And when he was injured, we missed him, that's for certain. And that shows what qualities he can give to the side. Mm.
And we talked to you before about the experience, you know, in terms of from front to back. But you do seem to have a kind of nice spine terms of kind of getting through this final run-in.
Yeah, we've got a good mixture, we've got a good blend. Obviously, Dean Firmin's not available because he's away on international duty, and welcome him back. And next week, Cameron will be coming back as well, latter part of next week. I'm not sure about the exact dates, flights from New Zealand, and how long it'll take. It's a long time, I know that. And how he is after the travelling. So, yes, we're getting good shape bit by bit.
I mean, I don't think fans have seen much of Cameron. Is he going to get a good show before the end of the season, do you think?
I hope so, because, he can add another quality to us. John has come in and made a big impact, hasn't he? John has done really well. I'm sure Cameron can make the same sort of impact. Different type of player. He is competitive. He's left-sided. He can get a goal. So, when his chance comes, I'm sure he'll take it.
Is it too early to look ahead to next season in terms of kind of keep retaining some of those players? I mean, I know John's put himself in the shop window. You might have a fight to try and get him back for next season if you want him.
Possession is 9/10 of the law. in that sense, I mean, I have got my plans. My plans are already in place for next season in terms of what we're going to do in building the club, the structure of the club in terms of players. The board have readily accepted what I've given them, and come the end of the season, I'll be telling you exactly what's happening.
Obviously, I know you can't say a great deal now, but are you planning for the championship?
Oh, yeah, most certainly. Well, most certainly. That's the only place to be, where we are at the moment.
Yeah, so obviously, are kind of sort of, you know, calls in already, or are you just kind of keeping your things under wraps?
Calls are already in. It's all set up. It's all ready to go.
Is it a case of, as well, kind of using all your experience that you've had, you know, down the years to kind of get around, you know, different clubs and that kind of thing?
Yeah, most certainly. I think your contact book is a major asset, and I've got that through many years of obviously managing. And you don't get favours in football, but there are preferences, and managers will allow players to come here because they know what we give them and the experience that we can give them.
Was that the situation with Lundstrom then? Is that why he came here?
Yeah, very much so. And same with Cameron, that there was an opportunity to get experience playing first-team football.
Right. What about any movement of players going out? Is it sort of late in the day now to look to kind of move players on?
We've had an inquiry for one of the players today to go out on loan, so I'm waiting for a phone call on that one. They wanted to do it before the weekend. It might come to light later today, so if you want to ring me back later, you can do. I haven't heard. First thing this morning, the inquiry was made. I'm talking 8:15 this morning, the inquiry was made, and the player doesn't know yet because they haven't come back to us, because apparently there was going to be a board meeting at the club to decide if they wanted to go ahead with it.
Right. Is that James Harper who's been linked with a move to Grimsby? Can you shed anything light on that?
That could be the case, yeah.